Shvi'is, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, 8:1. This perek will deal with the legitimate uses and restrictions on peros shvi'is, produce that grew in the seventh year. In general, the rule is that things that are designated to be food have to be eaten. And when the Torah says eaten, achila, so it understands that any kind of benefit that one derives, that the benefit is concurrent with the consumption of the food. Like when one eats, the food is destroyed, and one derives benefit as it's being destroyed down his throat. So that's considered an achila. And therefore, things like anointing on one's skin, where one is absorbing the material and consuming it at the same time, would equally be a legitimate use of peros shvi'is. However, when there's a, let's call it a two-step process, that is to say, first, the consumption happens, and then after that, the benefits are conferred. So, for example, when you burn firewood, which is the most important example, the way Chazal looked at it is first the wood is burned, and then after it's burned, it provides the heat, which cooks or something. It's a two-step process. That being the case, burning is not a legitimate use of Shemitah produce. You can't, you know, burn Shemitah stuff to cook with. On the other hand, things that are not designed to be eaten, they're not designated for consumption, you know, for eating, like, for example, wood. One doesn't eat wood. So wood is exempt from the restrictions of Shemitah. So one, therefore, could burn Shemitah wood in the Shemitah year because that's not a problem. Okay, with that, the Mishnah now says, and we'll speak these principles out more, we're going to talk over here regarding using human food for medicinal purposes. And since in the eyes of Chazal, only a minority of the population uses medicines, that's not considered to be a normal and legitimate use of Shemitah produce. So the Mishnah says inside, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvi'as. There is a general principle, the big great principle, that applies to Shemitah produce. Kol HaMayuchad L'Machal Adam. Any food that is specifically designated for human consumption, Ein osim meno malugma la'adam. You can't use it to create a malugma, loosely translate for a second, for medicinal purposes, even for a person. Now, the actual case of malugma, the proper translation of that word is a poultice, P-O-U-L-T-I-C-E. And what a poultice is, a malugma is that one would let's say, take wheat, for argument's sake, chew it up, and then make like a paste, and then use that paste as like a band-aid, like a plaster, to sit on top of a wound to protect it and keep it moist, etc., to let it heal. So that's a malugma. The Bartonero understands it from the word like malo lugmav. Malo means a fullness, lugmav means your cheek because it fills up your cheek as you chew it up to make it into the paste. And one couldn't take, let's say, Shemitah wheat and chew it up to use as a poultice, as like a on one's skin, because that's not eating the food and therefore it's illegitimate. So the Mishnah again said, if it's miyuchad, if it's designated specifically a ma'achal adam for human consumption, ein os memeno malugma la'adam. You can't use it for medicinal purposes, like for example as a poultice, even for a person. Vein tzarech lomer la'vehema. And of course, it goes without saying that you can't use human food, like wheat, for medicinal purposes. Excuse me again. Medicinal purposes for an animal. V'cholsh, it's based on a pasuk. Okay, the based on a pasuk is for echila specifically. V'cholsh she'enu miyuchad l'machal adam. Any food which is actually an animal food, not a human food, os memenu malugma l'adam. A person may use that animal food for human medicine. For example, making a malugma, a poultice for a person. Avlola v'hema. But you can't, even if it's animal food, you can't use it to do medicine for animals. A separate pasuk for that. Any food stuff that actually is on any vegetable matter, I'd say, from Shemitah, which is not actually designated for human or animal consumption, but you decided you're going to use it for eating and also for your animals to eat. So you took some food that normally wouldn't be eaten necessarily, but you've designated it as your food and your animals' food. So that being the case, or for that matter, by the way, I should say, if it was human food, but you said your animals will eat it also, or if it was animal food and you said a human will eat it also, and it's within the bounds of normal usage for that type of food stuff in all those cases. So then, nos na lav chumrei adam v'chumrei behema. you, in such a case, apply the strictures of human food and animal food to that single foodstuff that you're intending to use for human and animal consumption. So what does that mean? We just learned that when it comes to human food, one may not use human food for medicinal purposes, like the malugma. So that means if you have some foodstuff which you've designated for human and animal consumption, so then you can't use it for human medicine. And also, this, gosh, apologize. And also, there's a separate restriction when it comes to animal food. One may not cook animal food because that's not the normal way one deals with animal fodder. So since that's the case, one may not cook food that was designated also for animal consumption, because that would be a not normal usage of the vegetable material from Shemitah, Perishvias. Chashav lav la'etzim. On the other hand, if you have some plant which you designated to be firewood for kindling, harei hu ka'etzim, so then that's fine. It has the status of etzim. Gosh, sorry. It has the status of wood, and that being the case, since one designated it for kindling, one could use it as kindling. Kagon, for example, hasia, the azov, the hakornas, that applies to different kinds of plants, stalks, spices that grow. Sia, article translated as savory, I'm not actually familiar. Azov is hyssop, it's an important word. And if you're from Israel, you might recognize it as za'atar, that's the Arabic name for it, and we eat it. And hakornos, says the article, is oregano. So different spice like this, they're not really normally for human consumption necessarily. If one designated, gosh, please forgive me for the coughing. then if one designated it as firewood, so then indeed one may burn it.